Hi, I'm Colin Stewart. Welcome to another instalment of Astronomy Boo. If you haven't managed to catch it before, this is where I delve a little into the world of astronomy in just 2 or 3 minutes. Today, I find myself back in cloudy Manchester, the city where I did my degree. And there are two ways you know you're getting close to this city. One, it starts to rain. And two, you spy the iconic Lovell telescope at the Jodrell Bank Observatory, standing tall over the Cheshire Plain. And Jodrell Bank is a centre for radio astronomy in the UK and a big player on the world astronomy stage. And so today's Astronomy Boo topic is radio astronomy. And first off, radio telescopes are huge. They need to be to collect radio waves coming in from space. The Lovell telescope, which announces your proximity to Manchester, is 76 metres across and taller than Nelson's Column in Trafalgar Square. And its bowl shape allows it to focus radio waves to a central receiver, and then the astronomers can analyse their signal. And radio telescopes do have some advantages over their optical counterparts. For starters, radio waves don't care if it's day or night, nor do they care whether it's cloudy, as the radio waves just go straight through them. And this is particularly useful if you're trying to study the universe in soggy Manchester. And there are things out there in the vastness of space that you just can't explore without radio telescopes. For example, pulsars, which will be a future topic on Astronomy Boo, don't worry. They don't just give out visible light. They're certainly not bright enough to reach our prying eyes here on Earth. But they do, however, give out very strong pulses of radio waves, and these are duly collected with radio telescopes such as the Lovell. In fact, pulsars are one of Jodrell's specialities. Even the Sun is an extremely strong source of radio waves. I remember fixing one of the smaller telescopes, radio telescopes at Jodrell, onto the Sun, and seeing the readout jump as I passed it over the surface of the Sun. So whilst optical astronomy gets the most plaudits for the pretty pictures it produces, radio astronomy plays a big part in building up the bigger picture of just what's going on there out in the universe. Well, that's all from here in Manchester and another edition of Astronomy Boo. I'll find you again when I found my way back down south, when I bring another astronomical tidbit. Until then, though, remember you can always follow me on Twitter for astronomy news and views. Just add @SkyPonderer.